Welcome to Pixelated Perfect. I'm super excited to have you guys here. We're switching things up and we're changing how we record some of our episodes. We're still going to have our times when we talk to people and interview people, but we're also starting this new FAQ where basically you guys have any questions that you would like to hear from me, from the TDP team. We're here and you can ask us those questions. And then we're going to I'm just going to talk through and answer some of those questions. So the first question, and really what we're going to focus on today in the podcast, is freelance versus full-time. What is freelance? What is the difference between freelance and full-time? Where would you fit? Where would you see yourself being good at each of your kind of exploring those options? So jumping in, before we kind of talk about those differences, we pulled some stats that I want to share with you, mostly around freelance, because obviously we know if you're full-time, then you are basically working at a company 40 hours a week, doing that typical thing. But some stats about freelancing, as it's more new and nuanced, is the global freelance market size in 2022 is estimated to be $4.43 billion. And it's growing. It's growing rapidly. By 2028, it's expected to be $12 billion. On average, so this is interesting for all of you guys to know about pricing, which we'll talk about further down the line. On average, freelancers bill an hourly rate of $28 an hour. Among freelancers, it is about 50-50 split between men and women, a tiny bit more women, which is kind of interesting. And 3 in 10 Fortune 100 companies source freelance talent from Upwork. So asking how to get freelance gigs, something like that, Upwork is an option. And I'll kind of talk about that a little bit later. So hopefully that kind of set the stage for you guys. Let's dive into the difference between full time and freelance. Like I said, full time, you're working at a company, you're getting a salary. You usually have a job description, you know what job you're taking on. So if we think about it in terms of product design, for instance, is you're usually taking on a product design position at a company. You're expected to work full-time or expected to be there, whether it's in the office, remote, and you have specific tasks and you work within a team, usually. Freelance, on the other hand, kind of the biggest differences there are you're finding your own customers. So you are going out there finding clients, finding people to work with on your own. So you're kind of doing that sales and marketing piece as well. There is the benefit of working when you want, how much you want. So depending on what you're looking for out of freelance, you could basically scale it up or down depending, because it's you. It's on you to decide what that looks like. You usually get paid by the project or by hourly. So obviously you're not going to be getting a salary. It's not going to be, this is how much you make every month. So that's one of the biggest differences. And that's one of the biggest reasons why most people are nervous about the idea of moving to freelance, because of the unpredictability. Let's talk about the pros of working freelance versus full-time. So full-time, I think the biggest pro is that you have stability. That being said, especially in today's market and how all of us know how things are going, is like stability is relative. You do have a job, but I mean, as we know, especially with the pandemic, like anything can happen, you could lose your job. So I guess in terms of stability, there is more stability because you do have that job and you do have this expectation of continuing on with that. But who really knows today, right? None of us can really figure that out. So freelance, I think the biggest pro of freelance is having flexibility. So you get to set your schedule. You get to decide when you want to work, where you want to work, what type of customers you want to work with. And on that last point, so actually, I think now's probably a good time to tell you a little bit about my experience and how I can really speak to you guys about this, is that I have done freelance and full-time, contracting, all of the things to founder, right? So for me, I took on a full-time position in my early career. That's what I did. I worked my 9-to-5. I went to an office every day. And I made the decision to go full-time freelance because I think one of the biggest things I wanted was to be able to choose my clients and customers. So at the end of my full-time career, I was working at an agency. And I kind of like that idea of bouncing with a couple of different customers at once, but I wanted that freedom to choose the type of customers I worked with that are really aligned with my mission, types of projects I want to work on. So that was like a huge thing for me personally, was that flexibility to be able to choose those customers that I wanted to work with. Let's talk about working hours. Speaking of flexibility, is full-time, like we mentioned, you are kind of expected to work those 40 hours a week if it is full-time. Today's market, a lot of us do work remotely these days. They're now kind of doing hybrid models where you can go into the office, things like that. And then freelance is kind of making your own schedule. I do think that what's important to know about freelance and making your own schedule and working hours is that, at least for me, it's super impactful and productive to be able to build a schedule for yourself. So it is almost like being at a company in the sense that you should, in the back of your mind, say, hey, I'm going to work 9 to 5 or whatever that looks like for you. You can obviously change it around. Maybe it's early mornings work better, maybe late at night. But having a schedule is definitely super important to be able to become that freelancer and not let things fall through the cracks. That organization and like time blocking and things like that are super important for being able to make your own hours. Productivity. So this is interesting. I think the big difference between full-time and freelance is working with a team versus working on your own. So when you're full-time, not necessarily if you're a product designer, you're going to be working with a ton of product designers, especially if you work in a startup space, but you usually have other team members that you're working closely with. So whether it's project managers, whether it's the founders, whether it's other designers, whatever that looks like, you have a team. And so you're usually working, scheduling meetings throughout the day, talking with those people, communicating, working closely with them. And that is like a huge part of like productivity, is like, when are you going to work versus when are you going to have meetings, things like that. And it's a couple of different schedules. Productivity for freelance is you're usually working on your own and you're working with your customers. So you're working with those stakeholders. So a lot of your day is sitting at your desk, kind of doing your work. You're not necessarily working in a team with other people. And that is a huge difference. And that is actually a really big reason why a lot of designers that are freelancing are looking to make the transition to full-time, because they have been working freelance and there's the benefits of it, but they miss having a team and they miss having people to collaborate with and ideas to spark, brainstorming. And so a lot of freelancers realize when they're freelancing that they want that full-time setting because they do want team members and want people to work closely with. So that's an interesting thing to think about if you're kind of weighing those options. Money, let's talk money. So we had that stat at the beginning that freelancers, the average rate is $28 an hour. But let's talk about like salary versus budgeting for projects, things like that. So in freelance, I think the best thing to do if you're thinking of going freelance and understanding what that looks like, because a lot of people are really nervous to make that jump, like I said earlier, because they don't have this salary, don't have this like monthly income that's coming in. So what do you do about that? The biggest thing you can do is plan. So figure out like, what are you making full-time, or what are your expectations for the year? Like, what is the minimum amount you need to be making? What's your ideal amount you need to be making? And by having that number in your head, that's really going to help you be able to budget. So what does that look like? How much do you need to make a month? How much do you need to make a quarter to be able to hit all your bills? And knowing that however you decide to set up your projects, so whether it's ongoing work, maybe you want to do retainer style, maybe it's project-based. So if you do project-based, maybe you take 50% at the beginning and 50% at the end. And so you really need to spend that time understanding the minimum you need to make, what you need to be making in a month, how you want to be billing, how you want to be charging, so that you set that stuff up so that when you actually start freelancing, you have these numbers and expectations and you're like, okay, I need to get a new customer this month. Next month, it looks like I'm not going to be hitting that. What can I do? So you can plan ahead. And that's super powerful and super, super important. And that's going to let you feel more at ease. Another big thing I suggest is having that net to fall back on. How much can you put away? How much can you be making so that you're saving some money so that you have something to fall back on if, say, your biggest client leaves unexpectedly? How much do you need to have in the bank? Is it 3 months, 6 months? It kind of depends on you. There's a bunch of factors, but having that money put away, which I know is way easier said than done, will make you feel way more comfortable going into freelancing, knowing that if something does happen, you do have like a net to fall back on and you have some money in your pocket so you can continue to get customers and not feel overwhelmed by that piece. Because obviously budget is a huge factor in going freelance, and that's why a lot of people are really scared to make that jump. So I think it's all about planning and understanding exactly what numbers you need to reach. Let's talk about questions to decide if you should be full-time or freelance. I think there's a couple of like yes, no questions for you to understand like which option is the best if you're trying to make this decision. I think the first question is a good one. Do you like having a set schedule? If you really like having a set schedule, I think there's actually, this is going to be funny. There's actually, you could go both ways and it's dependent of what kind of set schedule. If you like someone that's planning, organizing, coordinating your schedule, if you like seeing that there's meetings on your calendar, if you like having that organization from top down and you're more down, then going that corporate route and having that schedule where you work 9 to 5, you know what your days look like, everything like that, I think that's a great choice. If you're more like, oh, I really like to have a set schedule, but I want to make it myself. I want to be the one to say, I want to have meetings on Tuesdays, or you're organized in the sense that you want to choose when you're talking to your customers or the chunks of hours that you're working and you're organizing your schedule, I think that's freelance. So do you like having a set schedule? If it's like overall, yes, and an easy set schedule, I think that full-time is the way to go. But if you're like, yes, and I like the idea of planning it myself, I think freelance is a great option. Do you like to work with a team of people? So I talked about this already. If you do like to work with a team of people and you are kind of that person that likes to bounce ideas off of someone, full-time is definitely the way to go. You are not going to be getting that same level if you are a freelancer. The next question, do you want to be your own boss? What does that look like? What is your long-term goal? Do you like the idea of managing your own schedule? Do you like the idea of you being in charge of everything? So do you like the idea of finding clients, finding customers? Do you like the idea of managing your budget, organizing and paying all of your bills and your Figma accounts and everything like that? If that's you, you like the idea of being your own boss and everything that goes along with it, freelance is definitely for you. Do you want more control over your work-life balance? So in this instance, I think that the answer is if you do want more control, then freelance is the way to go. Freelance is going to offer you the ability to completely choose your schedule, do whatever makes sense, and be able to live wherever you want, work whenever you want, all of those things. That being said, I have an interesting story about that. Is when I went full-time freelance, I also decided to travel. So while I was traveling, I was freelancing, and it's very hard to balance both. So I think there are a lot of people out there that have this like vision of, oh, when I go freelance, I'll be able to like pick my own schedule, I'll be able to get my work done. But what I found is that while I was traveling, I was so wrapped up in planning and scheduling the travel side of things that sometimes work fell off the wayside, was secondary. And so moving around, moving to different places, being in places that you're not always comfortable in or keep shifting, it's really hard to like focus and have that time for work. And so if you do like that idea of making your own schedule, I think it's really important to kind of like I mentioned at the beginning is like, if you're a freelancer, you do need to be able to balance and you need to be able to like time box and say, hey, I need to work here. I need to work at this time. Because if you don't have that strict mindset, you most likely are going to struggle with everything else that you could be doing if you don't have these tasks that are assigned to you from someone else, like if you were full-time. So I think that's an interesting note for people to think about. Do you prefer stability? We've already talked about this one a lot. Full-time. If you feel like not getting a salary or not knowing when your next project's coming down the pipeline or not knowing you need to get more customers, and that's very stressful for you and that's not a direction you want to go, then you should definitely be full-time. So another few things about freelancing that I think are important to note, that if you do go freelance and you're not full-time, benefits, you most likely will not be getting benefits. You will have to sacrifice health insurance, paid vacations, all of that. So is it worth it for the freedom? That depends on you. I think the other big thing, which you've talked a lot about, is this instability. I want to bring it up again. If you don't know when your next project is, if this idea of not knowing what's coming next is something that makes you anxious and nervous just thinking about, freelance is not for you. How do you make these decisions? How do you decide where you want to go, what you want to do? I think it's about thinking big picture. So I love the exercise of like, think of it as like a new beginning. Think of it as like a new year. Like if you're really trying to consider this, you really need to weigh your pros and cons. You need to spend the time to decide where you see yourself in 5 years, in 10 years. What is your ultimate goal? What is your mission statement? You personally, what are your values? What do you care most about? Putting together something like this is going to help you make those decisions by breaking it down into these chunks of where do you see yourself? What do you want to do? I know this is hard and it's a lot of deep thinking and it takes a lot of work, but if you don't have those answers and you don't feel confident, whatever direction you choose, you're going to feel like you're left thinking about what if I chose the other option. If you go in and you're like, I have this mission, I have this drive, this is what my goal is, this is what I want to achieve, that's really going to help you be able to say with confidence, I want to be full-time or I want to be freelance. Do you have to stick to that? No, we ebb and flow, we change, right? So check in with yourself in 6 months, in a year, like, is that still your goal? Is that still your mission? Has it shifted? Has it changed? That's totally fine. But as long as you have this guiding light and this mission, that's really going to help you continue to think about what comes next. And are you on the right path? And if you're not, what's next? What do you want to do differently? How do you want to change it? So I think that's kind of like big picture things. I think the last thing I'll kind of leave you with, is this note about freelance versus full-time. When you're working with a full-time job, you can only go so far. And it's not a bad thing, as in like, you can continue to grow, you can become manager, you can become VP, you can become senior, whatever that looks like. You're gonna go there and then you're gonna cap. You're going to have a cap point if you are going to be at a company. There's going to be a certain salary that you're going to reach that you can't really expand. There's going to be a certain level, right? And so I think that's interesting. And that's definitely something that a lot of people like. They're like, oh, this is my goal. I want to be a senior manager or whatever. And you achieve that. Freelance, basically the sky's the limit. As in, you start as a product designer, maybe you shift to project manager, maybe you become a founder. I don't know. You can continue to change and evolve as a freelancer. And salary-wise, money-wise, there is no cap. If you build your own company, the money can keep coming. And so I think that's interesting to think about is like, how do you see your future? Do you want that freedom? Do you want to be, the sky's the limit? Do you want to like all these unknowns? Then freelance might be for you. Salary-wise, where do you see yourself? Do you want to continue to grow endlessly in salary? Freelance. So I think that's kind of my overall thoughts and feelings on full-time versus freelance. Thanks for listening to me. Please let me know how you think of this podcast. And if you guys have any questions, anything that you would love to ask other product designers, me, the TDP team, anything about product design, about graphic design, about AI, whatever, send us your questions. Instagram is a great way. You can reach us. We'll make sure to put it in this conversation and you can chat with us there. Tell us you love the podcast, this is a question you'd like to hear, because we want to continue to do these segments. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day, and we'll chat with you next time.